Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Focus Asia Pacific from PCJ Radio International. Today we're going to be asking the question, where are you going? Catherine Carr invites strangers to pause on their way from A to B and ask them the simple question, where are you going? We begin this series in Tokyo.
The skyscrapers loom into the bright blue sky above wide pavements which are absolutely thronging with pedestrians. Hundreds at a time cross the roads and it looks like synchronized ballet.
I'm going to Kusatsu. I'm going to enjoy the onsens.
What's that?
Those are the hot springs.
Gotemba outlet. Maybe we can see Mount Fuji. I don't know, but it's a little cloudy.
Movie.
Oh, to see a movie? Yeah. What's the name of the movie?
Anata wa watashi dewa nai. Title is You Are Not Me.
The answers people give are often surprising, and the conversations which follow can reveal hidden truths about their lives.
Excuse me, hello. You're wearing very nice black tie. Where are you going?
Our wedding colleagues' wedding party.
Do you have a girlfriend to take?
No way.
No, I don't.
Are you hoping you might meet someone tonight?
Yeah, of course.
What kind of woman?
Powerful. Yeah, and cute.
Yeah. Powerful and cute.
Yeah.
That's quite a mix. What do you think you can offer her?
Looks, I think. I hope so.
Some money?
No money. Sorry to say, I don't have so money.
We are looking for somewhere to drink coffee, but we are six people, so we can't go inside.
Oh. So there's you. Is this your husband?
Yeah.
He's very tall.
Yes. Husband, father, mother, my mother and aunt.
Why is everybody here?
Prime Minister, Japanese Prime Minister was in Shinjuku Goe, so we went to there to meet him.
To meet him?
Just to see.
Excuse me, hello. Your outfit's totally caught my attention. You're wearing matching Mickey Mouse t-shirts.
Yes, we do.
Tell me about that.
Well, she very much likes for us to wear matching outfits, basically. It's very fancy.
But it makes you look like a cute couple. Where are you going today?
Akiba?
Akihabara. We're basically just going on a date today.
So. Do you always dress matching?
Not always, but very often when we go out during the weekends.
What is it about wearing matching clothes that you like?
Kawaii kara.
She thinks it's cute.
What other outfits do you have that are matching?
Well, we have another Mickey Mouse t-shirt that we often use. And we also have a jacket that we use in winter.
Do you like it as much as she likes it?
Yes, I do.
How did you meet?
We actually met online first. And then accidentally, I got this internship in Tokyo where she lived, and then we met.
And what was it about her that you thought, she seems interesting?
Well, it's basically everything. The way she talks, the way we always talked at the evening when I got back from studying, it was always this really nice, relaxing tone, and she always made me strive to get better.
What do you think about the future?
Well, actually this year I came to Japan on a working holiday visa to decide that. We haven't decided yet. So it's whether should I stay in Japan, should she come to Norway?
It's big questions.
Yes, it is.
What does your mom and dad think?
My dad thinks, he just wants me to do what I want.
Your mom?
She's passed away, unfortunately. It was from cancer last month.
I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
How has the last month been?
It's been really tough, but she has always supported me through it. Yes. I'm very lucky.
Where are you going with your Starbucks?
Where are we going?
We were trying to find a shade.
We need a shade.
Are you hungover? Is that what's happening?
He was drunk when you woke up.
Stressful day.
What's stressful about today?
We had to deal with the landlord today, and we were having trouble with the contracts, so just stressing with the coffee.
What was the landlord saying?
He wasn't showing us information that we wanted to see.
And they got offended for the fact that we wanted to know a bit more of what's behind the stuff.
We questioned
the authority, basically.
Where did you meet? I'm curious.
Amsterdam.
Yeah. You've been there lots?
Nay.
So what are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Lithuania.
What were you doing in Amsterdam?
Studying.
So you're the most global couple. If you're from Lithuania, are you from, where are you from?
Japan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're actually from the States.
So does this feel like home, or does the States feel like home?
I mean, Japan is a really collective society, and I stand out because I lived abroad, and some thoughts and ideas just kind of collide with Japanese ideas.
Like what ideas?
Like what we face with the landlord, you can't really question authority, and they see it as a sign of rebellion instead of just wanting to understand the situation better.
Is that hard?
Yeah, it is really challenging.
What about you? How do you find living in Japan?
The whole authority thing, it's really confusing, for me at least. I couldn't work here, I could not live here full time, I think.
So how come you ended up from Lithuania to Amsterdam in the first place?
Lithuania needs some time as a country. I believe that I stood out too much there. I think they're a lot like Japanese. They look down on if you stand out.
No, interview.
Thank you. Sorry,
sir.
Welcome to Nakamise Shopping Street. No food and drinks allowed in the stores.
In one direction, the imposing spike of Sky Tree Tower. In the other, the glinting gold of a local temple. In the middle of it, a local elementary school sits at the heart of an impossibly busy marketplace, teeming with tourists and locals. I just want to know, where are you going?
Sky City. Yeah. Very, very high tower.
High tower.
Enjoy the view.
Bye.
We're trying to get some ramen because we heard it is very popular here and it is the best place.
Wow, it's got a queue of people out of the door.
Yes. We were given some advice by a Japanese man who came from Asakusa.
Where are we going? We are going to shopping.
And have you done your fortune?
Yes.
Did you have good fortune or bad fortune?
Bad fortune. So, yeah.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I do.
You believe it? Do you feel sad?
Yeah, we feel a little bit sad. Yeah.
Maybe if you go shopping, then you'll feel better.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye, have a nice day. Hello, do you guys speak English?
Yes, we do.
Where are you heading?
Meiji Shrine, Tokyo Tower. Maybe check out a couple of gardens as well.
Where are you visiting from?
I'm visiting from India, Bangalore.
Canada.
He's come down from Canada.
Oh, yeah. So you're meeting in the middle.
Yeah.
Exactly, pretty much, yeah.
Are you old friends or how does this work?
High school friends.
Does he make a good traveling partner?
Yeah, he's not bad.
Does she make a good traveling partner?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Easygoing?
Not so much.
But I'm the one who keeps pushing that we have an agenda to finish, and he's the one who wants to, I need a coffee, I need a smoke, let's just chill. And I'm like, no, we just outnumbered the days, let's just finish. So
organized, yeah. Fun, they call that.
Yeah.
But she was the one who planned a trip in 3 days.
And what do you make of Japan then?
It's so clean, the city is so clean, everything is so organized. I think people respect punctuality here. So, yeah, a small country, but nevertheless, there's so much to pick up and so much to learn from it. And, you know, probably incorporate in our countries, the technology, the cleanliness, the discipline. Yeah.
I'm curious about your relationship, though. I'm very nosy. I feel like must be more than a friendship.
No, not at this time.
Okay, back in the school.
You dated at school? We just...
Not really dated exactly, but...
We never dated at school. Come on.
But,
but maybe we never did. In this gap between you two here, there's a spark?
I don't think. We barely meet each other. We're like, what, across seven seas?
We like traveling. That's the
common
element.
That's the passion we share.
But we're two different individuals. And which is why it could be good or bad. 50% would be in good standing and 50% would be fighting, so...
We fight.
Yeah, we argue
fight,
a lot.
Argue. More like argue.
That's how every relationship goes, right? So... Can you try this? These are freshly made cookies.
Oh, yeah,
or
thank you.
Sweet bean curd.
You don't like them, though, you said.
She doesn't like sweet, by the way. What? FYI.
The sun soon slips behind the skyscrapers, creating long shadows across the city.
Wondering where people are going on this incredibly busy street.
Wow. Shibuya Street.
What for?
Shopping and eat some food here.
It's crazy here.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of people.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. The people are fun to watch.
Hello, I'm from BBC World Service, asking people where they're going. Where are you going?
Actually, we are here to pick up girls. Yeah, so we are professional PUA pickup artists. Yeah, yeah, he's very famous.
I'm teacher.
We try to hunt girls.
So we're on a very, very crowded street.
Oh, yeah.
Very crowded. Loads and loads of girls.
So actually, there are so many pickup artists in Shibuya. And actually, we are competing.
Well, that one over there in the jacket?
Yeah.
And so what do you do if you see, let's say, that girl there with the wheelie case?
Oh, yeah.
So you think, oh, she's
maybe,
nice.
Yeah.
What
Hello.
Do you do?
Maybe I say, good afternoon, how are you, actually? I want to have a tea with you, what are you doing, something like that.
And do the girls like it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like to create a sudden meeting, like a natural meeting.
It's not very natural, though, because you're standing in a very smart jacket, waiting.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
And is it to have sex with them?
Oh, yes.
That's what you want to do?
Mm-hmm. Because girls are always facing some, like a scout.
Facing a what?
People scouting, like adult industry.
So they're worried if a man talks to them, he might want them to come and be a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
But instead it could be you wanting to have sex with her.
You're right.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So... has your life changed since you learned how to be a PUA?
Yeah, I mean, definitely dramatically changed. I mean, in Japan, it's really difficult to hunt girls on the street, but now I can do it, and it's helped me become more confident about myself.
The word hunt is a very strange word.
Yeah, but people say like a girl hunt, boy hunt, right? So, I mean, it's a funny word, actually.
Do you hang out with other PUAs and talk about technique?
Oh, yeah. Frequently. I really like it.
How many girls have you slept with?
About 20 so far.
Since when?
Since last year.
How many girls has your teacher in the red jacket slept with?
I don't know, some people actually had a relationship over 100 girls in a year. Quite successful. Yeah.
Successful is another funny word.
right. But for me, I just want to have a relationship with the girl that I really love.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah, in the future.
But now not?
Not really. Actually, I enjoy my flexible lifestyle.
You enjoy sleeping with a lot of girls? Be honest.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do girls come to Shibuya because there's PUAs here?
Oh, yeah. Actually, Shibuya is the most popular place.
And how do you prepare yourself mentally?
What I did is actually I drank liquor and I talked.
How much money does your teacher make?
It depends on the popularity. Some successful teacher can make over 10 million yen per year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you excited when you heard about PUA?
Yes. Now I can find girls on the street. But my belief is to make girls have fun. Yeah, that's most important.
Do you speak English at all?
A little.
Just a tiny one question. I'm from BBC World Service and I'm just asking people where they're going. Where are you going on this lovely morning?
Event? Anime event.
Anime.
Japanese anime no event.
Oh, events. Oh, exciting. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt, you're looking at your phone.
Yes, actually I'm on the way to my job. Oh,
on a Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday.
What do you do?
Actually, it's undercover, so I don't want you to...
It's undercover. Like, it's a secret. Bye. A ceaseless stream of passengers and trains both overground and underground. This is Shinjuku Station.
Excuse me. I'm just wondering where you're going this morning.
We're going down to Shibuya. To see the statue, and then we want to go to this great electronic sushi place that we've heard of. You just order everything and a little robot brings it to you. Genkai sushi.
Yeah. Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you
Enjoy.
So much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi. Morning.
You're rushing. I can see that to the escalator, but I was just wondering, where are you going?
To office.
What do you do for a job?
I work for a bank, investment bank.
Oh, like everybody around here?
Yeah.
Is it a good job?
Yeah.
What's fun about it?
I like the action, and when it's money involved, it's all real time. And I love to be challenged all the time, yeah.
So it's a buzz?
Yeah. At the peak, usually it's from 10 to 2 or something when it's really happening. The rest of the evening, then you're having fun, yeah.
Work hard, play hard?
Yeah, that's what I like, yeah.
Tell me about the financial markets in East Asia.
I got to rush anyway. It's changing. I think India, China is really strong, and I think they will be the one who will lead the market. Japan is, I think, it's catching up. I mean, I think it will be flat all the time. I mean, I don't think it's going to go down, but it will be flat all the time.
So does that mean for an ambitious Indian, you might have to go home?
I will maybe. You never know.
Find the action.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a great day. You better get your train. Bye. What's that?
Hand pan.
Instrument,
yes.
Are you going to go play?
Yoyogi Park.
Oh, Yoyogi Park?
Hi.
You're going to perform?
Many
drummers.
Hand pan.
Oh, see there. Vast park on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Scooters, cyclists and skateboarders vie for space with pedestrians on the broad concrete paths which snake between the green lawns. Rabbits! Are these pet rabbits? In the house?
In the house.
They're very sweet, very cute. Oh, thank you. That's wow, I've never seen anything like that. Rabbits in dresses. I'm just wondering where you're going this afternoon.
Well, after this time? Or after?
Just now, where are you going?
So we went to a cafe and just come here to relax time.
It's a nice Sunday.
Yeah, nice Sunday. The weather is nice, right?
Yeah, the weather is great. This park is lovely. Oh.
Yeah, I really like this space.
What do you like about it?
It's in Tokyo, right? But usually it's so crowded. But here we can relax. Every people is like feeling happy, right?
I think
this space.
You seem like a happy person.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I love that. And I am.
Do you ever get sad?
Sorry?
Do you ever get depressed?
In my life?
Yeah, in your life.
Yes, of course. I'm walking in Tokyo.
Excuse me, hello. Do you speak English at all?
Why?
I'm from BBC World Service.
Yes.
I make a very curious programme called Where Are You Going?
Where I'm going.
Talk to strangers.
Yes, but actually I've been living here for 40 years already. We are going home now. We're coming from the north.
That's all.
Not very exciting.
Interesting to me is you are travelling. You have a bag, but you've been living here for 40 years. Why?
Yes, we have. Why? Oh, it just happened like that. I was traveling when I was young in Asia and I ended up in this place. I was in Cambodia and the Khmer Rouge is the communist criminals that won the war and we had to leave from there. But originally I'm from Germany. Excuse me, I would like to cross the road now.
No problem.
No, we have a place in the north and we have a place in Tokyo too. This is why.
Fine. Oh, you've missed that crossing. I'm very pleased you've missed that crossing and you're very cross. I'm sorry. I just want to know then you came from Cambodia to Japan?
This was 1974, right.
And what made you stay?
What made me stay? Oh, I like the place. People are very peaceful here and nice and so much friendlier than in my home place, Germany, yes. Oh, I really like it here, yes.
Have you always been a bit of a rebel?
A rebel? Probably, yes. I'm anarchist, I'm atheist, and I don't like authorities.
How does that work in Japan? Because authority is quite big here.
Oh, I don't think it's like that big. Not that bad. Everywhere in the world, it's about the same, I think.
How do you think people should live? Because you must have a good perspective.
How should they live? Oh, they should have respect for each other's freedom and property, and not get in evolve in other people's affairs, that is all.
So you're a pacifist too?
Oh, I mean, if I'm attacked, I will surely defend myself, but I would never attack people, no.
What do you think about the state of the world at the moment?
Doesn't look too good, doesn't it? It's a pity that we're starting a second Cold War.
As you get older, do you care more or do you care less?
Less. Very much less, yes.
Is that a good thing?
Huh?
Is it a good thing to care less?
No. It's resignation. Yeah. I realize that I can't change anything. So, okay, have a nice day.
You've been listening to the Tokyo edition of Where Are You Going? With me, Catherine Carr. The series is produced by Joe Coombs of Loftus Media for the BBC World Service. Next week, stories from Hanoi in Vietnam.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this edition of Focus Asia Pacific. As you're probably aware, we are bringing you some summertime specials. And next week, of course, we will be in Hanoi, Vietnam, asking the same question. Where are you going? If you wish to get in touch with us to let us know what you think of the program, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. On behalf of the whole team, I'm Keith Powell, wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again in 7 days' time. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.